We will not be hearing Senate Bill 680. It was not ready today, and so it will be postponed to a later hearing. We will open with the agenda as planned on, I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 566. Judith?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Senate Bill 566, you actually have before you the dash two amendments which completely replace the original measure. The dash two amendments define the term freight route to mean a highway that is designated a freight route by any statute or in the Oregon Highway Plan. It then further defines the Oregon Highway Plan to mean the 1999 Oregon Highway Plan with amendments adopted by the Oregon Transportation Commission. The amendment would prohibit the commission from designating the following segments as freight routes. First of all, Oregon Route 126 from the eastern city limits of Springfield to the intersection of Oregon Route 126 with U.S. Route 20. And that should say, let me see what the amendment says. Or either or, I guess, which would be inclusive of both routes. Also would not allow a freight route to be designated from on U.S. Route 101 from the intersection of Route 101 with U.S. 26 to the intersection of 101 with Oregon Route 126. We have received a no revenue and a no fiscal on specifically the dash two amendments. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Is there any discussion? If not, Senator Whitfield.
Actually, I do have one. Just one point.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely fine with this bill, but just for the record, going forward, just keep in mind for these areas that will not be designated as a freight route, they do receive priority for STIP funding, so they got to keep in mind if sometime down the road they want money for ODOT for STIP, they will not be in priority for those funds. Just make sure there's an understanding of that. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Senator Metzger. Any other comments?
Madam Chair, I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 566.
Senator Whitsett moves the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 566. Is there any discussion on that? Any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 566 as amended to the Senate floor with the passed recommendation.
Senator Whitsett moves Senate Bill 566 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Senator Pagansky?
Aye.
Senator Sauer?
Aye.
Senator Whitsett?
Aye.
Chair Virgin?
Aye. All right. Senate Bill 566 goes to the floor, and Senator Prusansky, would you like to carry it?
I think we'll let Senator Morsett carry
Senator
this
Morsett,
bill.
Senator Morsett, that would be just great.
And I'll be glad
be happy.
To be second up on that one.
All right, very good. All right, next on the agenda, I will open a work session on Senate Bill 1027. Judith?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Senate Bill 1027 is the measure we heard at our last meeting that requires motor trucks weighing 26,000 pounds or less and used for commercial delivery of packages and property to be equipped with forward cross-view mirrors. It does provide exceptions to that, and it would create an offense of operating without that mirror punishable by a fine of $180. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I was gone when this bill was heard. I guess I've got a question on the impact, fiscal impact on some of the delivery companies that would be impacted by this bill. Was there any testimony from folks impacted by the bill as far as what it would cost UPS statewide to retrofit all their delivery trucks, or FedEx, or I guess they're the prime. I mean, I guess those are the main folks that'd be impacted.
That question was asked, and they showed us the different. They had two different ones. One was $40 each, and one was $45. So, of course, depending on how many UPS trucks you have, that we would have to retrofit.
Was there any testimony from those companies on the record, or
no?
Madam Chair, I believe that the the cost was for the mirrors, not for the mirrors installed.
Right.
And to my, to my recollection, there was no testimony from the trucking companies or UPS or any of those delivery systems.
Right. And I was just going to follow up. That's the point I think Senator Starr, there was no testimony from any of the companies that could be impacted by this. The proponents of the bill did bring in the two different mirror concepts and shared with us what they cost for them to buy them, raised as if you're going to do some type of retrofitting of a whole fleet, the price would probably be less, but it did not include the actual cost for an installation.
Okay. Any other questions?
We don't have a fiscal impact statement yet.
Won't be one for us.
There won't be one for us. It'll just be the fine if they do not pay. If they do not have the truck equipped, there's a fine of $180. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the chair moves Senate Bill 1027 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I'm going to vote no now, just so that I'm going to try to get a sense of what the reaction of these companies are. I understand this is emotional issue. I didn't get the packet that was provided, and I'll may change my vote on the Senate floor, but just because I wasn't here, and I'd just like to get some more information.
Well, I will tell you that representatives from the trucking industry were here during the presentation.
Okay,
did not speak, did not sign up, but they were in the audience. All right. Is there any objection? Okay. All right, then I'll, if he has an objection, we'll have the clerk call the roll.
Senator Whitaker?
Aye.
Senator Brzozinski?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Senator
Whitaker?
Aye.
Chair Berger?
Aye. All right. Senate Bill 1027 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Who would like to carry it?
Why don't we ask Senator Walker if she wants it, if she doesn't know the bill, since I spoke with
all right.
family as well.
All right.
So I'll be back up on that one, too.
We'll do that, too.
You're a good backup.
And I'll close the work session on 1027. Our last bill today is 2422. I'll open the work session on House Bill 2422.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. House Bill 2422 extends from 90 days to 180 days, the length of time that a pollution control compliance certificate can be dated prior to registration or registration renewal for a vehicle. We have received a no fiscal and no revenue impact on the measure.
All right. Are there any questions? Senator Starr, were you here when this hearing was held? And I do not believe that I heard the hearing as well. However,
well, this one, Madam Chair, if it's
this
helpful.
This was from, there's no revenue impact, no physical impact.
This is essentially, as I recall the testimony, primarily a Portland and Medford problem,
mm-hmm.
and that many of the cars actually sit on the lot longer than 90 days, and there's little if any need for reinspection, and so they're simply asking that a longer window of opportunity for the inspection to be valid for them to sell the car.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. Outside of other dealers.
Well done.
Okay.
And this is the bill as amended.
Right.
Correct.
As it came over to us.
As it came over to us. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If you need a motion, I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Thank you.
House Bill, I'll move that we send to the floor with a due pass recommendation, House Bill 2422A.
All right.
With Senator, due pass recommendation.
Senator Brzozinski has moved House Bill 2422A to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended as it comes to us. Is there any discussion? Okay. If not, I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Senator Brzozinski?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Senator Whitfield?
Aye.
Chair Berger?
Aye. All right. House Bill 2422.
You've been asking to carry one all day. I'll carry this one.
All right. All right. Senator Brzezinski, we'll carry that one. All right. Committee, we're going to have a good many bills on Wednesday. They've been a little slow coming in from the House side, but they're picking up, so we'll have a little bit longer session on Wednesday. I'd like to know we're going to be hearing Senate Bill 1007, and so I'd like to hear from you at some time. I was not here for the hearing, and so I would like to hear from you on that, if there's strong objections to it, or we need to have that discussion and conversation. I do have it set for a work session, but we'll see how the discussion goes on Wednesday. Okay, and if there's no other business to come before this body, I'll call the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.